AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump declares a national emergency along the border with Mexico to get more money for his wall. Sagar Magani with more.
The president's declaring a national emergency at the border.
We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country.
One, he says, would be very easy to stop with a wall. And since Congress approved far less money than he wants to build one, he's taking unilateral action to tap into billions of dollars from other government accounts. It's a move he knows will face legal challenges.
Sadly, we'll be sued, and sadly, it'll go through a process, and happily, we'll win, I think.
Congress's top two Democrats say he's making an unlawful declaration over a crisis that does not exist. Sagar Magani at the White House.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says opponents of Trump's move face a good chance of losing in court.
If you challenge the authority to make the declaration, the odds are is that you will face a rather spectacular failure. The law is written with few conditions for a president, and there is no national emergency that has ever been struck down by the courts.
Strongest option he sees, passing legislation to overturn the declaration. As U.S. troops get out of Syria, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan would like to see a larger and stronger international coalition fighting the Islamic State group around the world.
We will maintain our counterterrorism capabilities in the region. And we will continue to support our local partners' ability to stand up to the remnants of ISIS.
Heavy rain sets off mudslides, flash flooding in California. Battalion Fire Chief Kai Pasquale in Sausalito says the place is a mess.
There was one woman in that duplex. The mudslide impacted that duplex and brought it down the hill, impacting a second structure.
This is AP Radio News. During his Rose Garden remarks, President Trump talked about how tariffs on steel have protected U.S. manufacturers.
It would take in billions and billions of dollars in tariffs from China. And our steel industry now is an example. We tax dumped steel. Much of it comes from China at 25%. Our steel industry is so vibrant now again.
The AP's Richard Lardner has checked on the steel tariffs. He reports a lot of steel importers have been allowed to bypass those tariffs.
What the Associated Press found after going through thousands of these applications for relief from the steel tariff was that the Trump administration, despite the president's tough talk on trade, has granted hundreds of companies thousands of exemptions from the tariff, millions of tons of steel from China, Japan, and other countries.
Many of the recipients of the waivers are subsidiaries of foreign-owned businesses. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.